Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Have you guys ever seen or watched The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? Have y'all ever seen The Grinch or read The Grinch? Yeah? All right. So, well, then you know how much The Grinch hated Christmas. He hated everything about Christmas, but he especially hated the noise, all the noise. He hated the Christmas carols, and he hated the noise that all the toys made, and he hated all of the noises of the children in Whoville. He hated all of that noise. He just wanted peace and quiet. Now, how many of you have ever heard at your house, "Can I just get some peace and quiet?" Yeah, everybody, I bet. All right. So sometimes when we think about peace, we feel like it means we're supposed to be quiet. But there's a different kind of peace, the different kind that Jesus brings to us that's deeper than that, because this peace comes inside of us. Now, when Jesus came, he didn't come so that we would all be quiet. That's not why Jesus came. Jesus came to bring us hope. And today we remember that Jesus came to bring us peace. Now, sometimes in our world, there's not a lot of peace. There's a lot of violence sometimes. There are wars going on. There are people who are mean to each other and who hurt each other. There's not very much peace. But Jesus came to bring us peace. Now, in the midst of our noisy world, sometimes we also feel like we're scrunched up inside, like we have bees in our stomach and we're not sure how to calm down because something bad happens or something scary happens or whatever it is, we're worried about something and we need God's peace. And because Jesus came, all we have to do is tell God what's going on and ask God for his peace. And he will give it to us every single time. And it's not something that we understand, and it may not be something that changes what's going on around us, but inside we feel better because God calms us down. And the Bible says that someday God's peace will go all throughout the world so that there will be no more war, so that everybody will be friends with everybody else, and so that the lion and the lamb can lie down together. The lamb will no longer need to be afraid of the lion for fear of being attacked. Instead, God's peace will go all throughout the world. Jesus came to bring peace. Now, we don't see a lot of peace in our world right now, but we can always have peace in our hearts. So whenever something's going on, you can pray and ask God for his peace. And he will always calm you down and remind you that he is always there beside you. So in the midst of our noisy world, when you need some peace, pray and ask God for it. He'll always give it to you. So let's thank God for his peace, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for your peace. When we can't seem to calm down, give us your peace. Help us feel calm and remind us that you are always there with us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.